Welcome back to the Key West Local Business Spotlight Show.
And this is Key West Local Business Spotlight. Good day to you. We are now shining the spotlight on Stephen Klitzner, the IRS Problem Resolution Attorney, the Law Office of Stephen Klitzner, also known as Florida Tax Solvers and FloridaTaxSolvers.com. Hello to you, Stephen.
Hi, Michael. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. You know, so I'm actually very humbled to be speaking to you because I was just peeking at your qualifications, which are listed on your website. And you certainly have decades of experience in this realm of the law, but also your qualifications are very impressive, very highly rated by Martindale Hubbell Law Directory, admitted to United States Supreme Court, and the list goes on and on. So certainly your qualifications speak for themselves, but you have been helping people with IRS tax problems for decades, right?
Right, and that's what my practice focuses exclusively on.
Yes.
People and businesses, they owe the IRS, they get audited, they haven't filed their returns. That's all I do is the IRS issues.
Yes.
And luckily, here in Florida, the IRS keeps me very busy.
Well, that they do. So you are helping people throughout the Florida Keys and South Florida. And again, it's FloridaTaxSolvers.com. And incidentally, we'll mention this throughout the show, but the phone number directly to Stephen and his office, 305-682-1118. So one of the reasons I assume that you had picked this area of the law is because a lot of people find themselves in trouble with the IRS. They maybe didn't do it intentionally. Some maybe did, but they might be private citizens. They might be employers with businesses. But all of a sudden, you're minding your own business, maybe forgot to do some things, and all of a sudden, you start to get some letters from the IRS, right? And that's how it starts.
No question. And, you know, nobody really wants an IRS problem. My clients don't wake up in the morning saying, how can I find a way not to pay the IRS again? Just things happen in their lives. Sometimes they make mistakes. Sometimes it's totally unavoidable, and they fall behind. And here's the IRS knocking on their door.
Knocking on their door, sending them letters. And then the other mistake people start to make is they might not even open those IRS notices. And they start out as being somewhat friendly. They're kind of a bill and says, hey, you owe this tax. Maybe you didn't file some returns. Maybe you didn't take all your payroll tax withholdings as an employer. But the worst thing that people could do is to ignore it and just hope it goes away, because it won't.
Right. The letters are very important. The certified letters often give you rights.
Hmm.
And even if you don't open the letter, even if you don't pick up the letter, the time is running on that. And once that time period runs and you do nothing, you lose some very valuable rights. Instead of being able to control the situation, now you're playing defense and you're saying to the IRS, please don't hurt me. And that's not the position you want to be in. You want to exercise your rights, because people do have plenty of things they can do to get this under control and work an agreement with the IRS without having the IRS threaten.
Mm.
You know, there's three things they can do. They can file liens, that attaches to your property. If you don't have property, it attaches to any property you may own in the future. They can levy, they can take your wages, they could take your bank account, but before they do that, you can request a hearing and stop that, assuming you don't ignore the letters.
Mm-hmm.
And they also, if you owe a significant amount of money, it changes every year, now it's $59,000 or more, and you don't do anything, they could revoke your passport, or they could just not renew your passport or not issue you a new one. But again, when you get on these things early enough and don't ignore them, you can stop all that and control the situation.
Yes. Again, this is Key West Local Business Spotlight, speaking with Stephen Klitzner, the IRS Problem Resolution Attorney here in Florida and Monroe County, FloridaTaxSolvers.com. Again, the phone number directly, 305-682-1118. So you get those letters and maybe you do open them and think, well, maybe I did forget to do something, or maybe you know that you did or didn't do something. However, some people take it upon themselves to call up the IRS and say, hey, I'll just explain it to them. They're going to understand. Everything's going to be fine. Why is that ill-advised?
because they don't believe anything you say.
Mm.
Everything has to be proved. Mm-hmm. And sure, if you owe a few thousand dollars, a couple thousand dollars, and you call, you work it out, you pay them overtime, they're probably not going to take any action against you. If you owe under $10,000, they'll just keep your refunds.
Mm.
But when you owe more than that, you have to remember one thing. The IRS is not on your side. They're never going to say, hey, you know, you have a right to this, or, hey, you're eligible for a penalty abatement. They never do that. What they do is they tell you what's good for them.
Hmm.
So if you owe a significant amount, if you're not able to figure out a resolution that works for you, then you really need to get some help, or at least some advice. That's why my consultations are always free.
Hmm.
People call me. If I can help them, I say, this is what I think you should do. This is what I can do for you. If it's not something I can help them on, if I can't add any value, then I just tell them, here's what you do. You know, just call them, you owe $7,000. Tell them you'll pay them $100 a month. Ask them if you're eligible for a penalty abatement. You don't really need me. You might as well pay them. Well, you know, a significant amount of money, investing in me really makes sense. Not only because I might be able to save you money, but because then I can quarterback it. You don't have to worry about it, and I can make sure everything's being done right, and you're not relying on the IRS to tell you that.
Yeah. Well, you hear some of the advertisements out there that talk about, are you losing sleep over IRS tax problems, et cetera. You mentioned something important there, Stephen, resolution. And that's exactly what you bring as the IRS problem resolution attorney. Again, speaking with Stephen Klitzner, FloridaTaxSolvers.com is the website. It's the law office of Stephen Klitzner at 305-682-1118. So let's emphasize, the IRS is interested in getting as much money from you as they feel that you owe, and it's really not in their interest, or in they're not looking to really cut a deal or cut the amount that you're going to pay them, right?
Right, yeah, that's certainly not voluntary on their part.
Right.
You know, we hear about the offering compromise, and everyone wants to settle for less. And the IRS will do that if you qualify. If I can convince the IRS that there's no way you can pay that money, and we offer them everything they're going to get, they'll accept that as a settlement. But that's not a phone call. That's an offer and compromise that takes many months for them to process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We offer them 80% of the value of your property, all cash, savings, investments, IRAs, 401ks to a certain degree. And then we look at the average monthly income minus what they think your average monthly expenses are going to be.
Mm.
Whatever's left over, we multiply by 12. So some people owe $100,000, and we can settle for $100. Because what's good for them is bad for their case, and if things are good for them, they're going to end up paying it all.
Mm-hmm.
But if things aren't good for them financially, the IRS will take $100 on some people, and they could owe hundreds of thousands of dollars. Other people have a lot of money. They have a lot of assets. They make a lot of money. The IRS is going to want them to pay. And the reason is this. If I could just call the IRS and say, look, my client owes $100,000. Would you take 30, 40, 50, 60, whatever it is? If they said yes, no one would ever pay their taxes on time.
Mm-hmm.
So they only make deals for less when I can show the people can't pay it. Now, some people may have assets, but they don't have the income to pay the IRS. Very often we can get them into a small installment agreement or get them placed not collectible, and ultimately the 10-year statute of limitations runs.
Hmm.
So everyone's got a different solution depending on how much they owe and what their current financial situation is. But there is one thing. You have to start filing and paying on time going forward.
Yes.
They will work with you if you're no longer going to be a problem. So with a business, with payroll taxes, I can make a very good deal because they don't have the ability to pay the old payroll taxes. But that comes with, from here forward, filing and paying your payroll taxes on time. Otherwise, they just want to close you down. If you can show you're not going to be a problem in the future, we can often settle the past debt for very little money.
Yeah. Again, speaking with Stephen Klitzner, Law Office of Stephen Klitzner, the IRS Problem Resolution Attorney, online, FloridaTaxSolvers.com. That's FloridaTaxSolvers.com, 305-682-1118. Stephen, you mentioned the statute of limitations as being 10 years. Now, some people may think, oh, I'm just going to drag it out and then they can no longer come after me. However, it's really most important for you to get ahead of this and for you to work with your clients as soon as possible, because they will pursue it. And as you said, those first letters, you have the most rights at the beginning of the process.
Yeah, and it is good to get on top of it, especially if you have many years. Now, we'll have clients, and we've seen this very recently. Because of COVID, the IRS kind of backed off on a lot of collection. But we've seen some people come up close to the 10 years where the IRS is sending the case into the field to either collect the money or maybe even sue them to get a judgment for 20 years. So we're seeing more of that over the last year.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
mm-hmm.
why even if my decision's going to be, let's sit back on this, sometimes the best thing to do is have me on it so that I know. You know, mm-hmm. I've got to tell you a funny story. I was speaking at a seminar for CPAs earlier this year, and a CPA raised his hand. He says, I've got a client that owes for 2014, 15, and 16, $50,000, $60,000. The IRS is not bothering them, and they're not in collections. What do I do? They really can't pay. And I said, well, maybe we have to do, as they say in Frozen, let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And just let's sit back and keep an eye on this. He called me the next day. He goes, remember that client I was telling you about? It's me. It's the CPA. He owes the IRS. So he hired me to get the transcripts, find out what's going on. In his case, because he's not in collections and they can't levy on him now, we're kind of sitting back on it.
Mm-hmm.
Other cases I would get similar and I'd say, here they come, let's get going on this before you start getting more letters.
Yeah.
So everything's a little bit different.
And that's a very good point. So again, speaking with Stephen Klitzner, IRS Problem Resolution Attorney, FloridaTaxSolvers.com, on the Key West Local Business Spotlight. Stephen, we have about a couple of minutes left. So let's talk about that, contacting you versus contacting some 1-800 number that promises to make all your tax problems go away. You certainly have the expertise, as we alluded to before, but you have the contacts with the local IRS representatives, you have their playbook, basically. You know what they're looking for. You know how to defend your clients and get them more time to get this resolved, as opposed to calling some 800 number where you're going to get some salesperson, some person answering the phone. There's a distinct difference between you and others.
Yeah, and I can tell you this. I have dealt with and I know every revenue officer who does collection in Florida, in mm-hmm. Dade, Broward, Monroe, Palm Beach.
Mm.
If I don't know them, it's because they're brand new and I have a relationship with their manager.
Yeah.
Now, look, that doesn't mean I can make a phone call and everything goes away, but it does mean I'll get the benefit of the doubt, I have their respect, and I'll be able to work with them to resolve the case. And I think that's very important. These companies across the country, I can tell you, because I've talked to revenue officers locally, they have no respect for them. They mm-hmm. just run all over them because they know that they're not going to be doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
They're very good at collecting money from the client, but they're not very good at working the case.
Mm-hmm.
And they really do take advantage of them. I get calls weekly, a couple of calls weekly, with someone that's fed up with one of these big companies. The IRS is levying, the IRS is doing bad thing, nothing's happened in years, can I help them? And I can.
Yes.
The other thing that I wanted to mention are audits, because we're seeing more and more audits with local revenue agents, tax compliance officers. It is not a good idea to talk to them. They will do everything they can to make things worse for you.
Mm.
When I represent my clients, whether they owe money or getting audited, they never talk to the IRS. I, with the power of attorney, speak on their behalf. Mm. I can't tell you how many audit cases turn into fraud because the client thinks they're helping themselves. The other thing I want your listeners to be on the lookout are for letters from the IRS saying, it looks like you made more money or owe more taxes. We propose you owe another $50,000. Don't panic. You don't owe it yet. You will if you ignore it. Mm-hmm. We get on those cases, and I can tell you, we had a case not long ago. They proposed $1.5 million. The person ended up owing about $250 because they didn't report some interest on an investment they had. Mm-hmm. The $1.5 million, that was all from cryptocurrency. They had a loss. So, you know, if you ignore those letters, all of a sudden you're going to turn around and you're going to owe the money that you don't owe.
Yeah.
Don't ignore anything.
Yes.
Take action.
Well, and take action.
You'll be surprised how well you can do.
Yes, and take action by calling Stephen Klitzner, the IRS Problem Resolution Attorney, 305-682-1118. Check it out online as well, floridataxsolvers.com. There's a full list of services because everybody's case and situation is different. There's many different services and circumstances that Stephen can help you with. First consultation is absolutely free for him to assess your case. And then should there be a need going forward, he will certainly work with you, payment plans and the like, for a flat fee for his services and expertise and peace of mind. So, Stephen, thank you so much for being here on Key West Local Business Spotlight today.
Thanks for listening to the Key West Local Business Spotlight. The Key West Local Business Spotlight airs every Saturday, sponsored by Keys Med Spa. Until next Saturday, thanks for listening to the Key West Local Business Spotlight Show.